Let's hear now our latest installment of Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America. This morning, a profile of a Cincinnati musician, educator, and composer. Kanakeswaran reinvented the idea of India in this country through his Hindu sacred music and the community choirs he's formed. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Connex is warming up his choir on a weekday evening in the meeting room of a civic center in suburban Cincinnati.
Breathe in the cosmic energy.
These are not professional singers. They're IT developers, professors, researchers, and entrepreneurs.
Breathe out your work day.
And they are distinctly Indian in dress. The women wear decorated tunics. The men are in hip-length shirts. This is the award-winning Greater Cincinnati Indian Community Choir. Connex, who goes by his first name, formed it 19 years ago. Prasanna Malaviya is a research scientist and a choir member.
There is something in Indian classical music that when you're really into it and you're really singing it, you feel 5,000 years of history gushing through you. And that is an unbelievable and incredible experience.
But this choir is doing something different. Their music is neither entirely Indian nor entirely American. To give you an idea, listen to some traditional South Indian classical music. It's typically sung solo and heavily improvised. Now, here is Connex music. What Connex has done is fuse South Indian classical sacred music with the Western choral tradition to create an Indian-American choral movement. It's completely original and quite distinct from groups in the U.S. that come together to sing Bollywood pop hits.
There's joy when you sing together. Indian music has entirely been about individual self-expression. We haven't had strong choral music tradition in the Indian classical idiom.
Connex absorbed Indian sacred music growing up in Madras, India. He came to the United States to attend engineering graduate school and stayed. The soft-spoken 51-year-old with the well-trimmed salt-and-pepper beard is a technology engineer by trade, but his life is music. This is from a work titled Shanti, A Journey of Peace. It was originally performed 9 years ago at the University of Cincinnati and later at a sold-out extravaganza in Houston.
Aditya Shanti, Chandrama Shanti, Nakshatrani Shanti.
His compositions are based on ragas. These are melodic tonal centers associated with moods and seasons. For instance, there are ragas for morning, evening, and the rainy season. His lyrics are Sanskrit. They contain references to Hindu spirituality, which Connex sums up for a Western audience this way.
We're all interconnected, and what goes around comes around. So those are at the very core of what we are trying to communicate.
This is actually a piece composed by my father in praise of the Lord Shiva.
Connex's 18-year-old daughter, Vidita, is studying at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory of Music and learning her father's compositions, including this piece to the Hindu deity Shiva.
In theory, he is the destroyer of destruction. That sounds very negative, but it's actually very profound. The Hindu philosophy, I guess, is life is created, sustained, and then destroyed, and then is reborn. So that is Shiva's role.
There's something else going on here. If you haven't heard, group singing is all the rage. Choirs of all types are mushrooming because of the calming, energizing, connecting effect they have on the singers. Connex discovered this himself when he began assembling Hindustani choirs around the country.
When a group of about 20 strangers get together and sing raga-based music with choral harmony for the first time, something magical begins to happen.
By popular demand, Connex Kanikaswaran has also started Indian choirs in Washington, D.C., Houston, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Allentown, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Toronto, and most recently Amsterdam. And it's only a matter of time, he believes, before Indian community choirs catch on back in his homeland. John Burnett, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.